GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show with the hardest working man in uniform, at least in our studio. How's that?
That's correct.
That disclaimer on there?
In the studio.
He's the muddiest guy in the studio.
It is. And maybe we can ask why here in just a moment. Bangor Police Sergeant Wade Betters, has anyone ever told you that you look like a more handsome Brad Garrett? The actor Brad Garrett. Has anyone ever said?
No, I don't think so.
You take a look at him. You look like a slimmer, more handsome version of the guy who was the big brother on Everybody Loves Raymond.
It's a good show.
Okay. Why?
I hope he's better than Robert.
Yeah, Robert. Right. He was a police officer too.
Yeah.
Right.
Who got gored by a bull?
Yeah, that's right. He got gored by a bull.
Yeah, that was his own fault, though. Yeah. We want to talk about Drug Take Back Day, a big event. I've got some New England statistics to share in just a moment, and it's amazing that we are ahead of the curve on this in the state of Maine. But first, can you tell us why your shoes are just a tiny bit muddy? Is that okay?
This morning was the morning that we met with Public Works and Parks and Rec to help. We're cleaning up one of the transient campsites that has been set up around Bass Park, closer to the golf course.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of an annual event. You've been doing this for some time.
Yeah.
We've talked about this off mic and plenty of times, but it's you try to do it as humanely as possible, but you don't get a lot of cooperation sometimes, right?
Correct. We have some hardcore people that really choose, and they prefer to stay in those camps. There are less rules, no rules, actually, for the most part. And they do have rules and deadlines to meet if they go to the shelter. And so there's a lot of alcohol issues and whatnot. And so some of these folks really do prefer to stay there. The downside would be it's just littered with human waste, filth. It's just absolutely disgusting down there. And we need to break it up before it becomes even larger.
As we've heard from your peers in the past, It's not we're trying to pick on someone who is homeless. It's we're trying to move them along to what is better, safer, more sanitary shelter, and maybe move them closer to the services they need.
That is 100% correct. There's no goal here to arrest these folks or anything like that. But a lot of them have pretty much made it clear. They will not accept the offers for help or utilize the shelter or anything like that. So, unfortunately, there are a small group of them that really will only do that once they are forced to do so.
So, you will move them out. When I say move them out, you tell them you tear down whatever is in there.
Yeah.
And where do they go? I mean, they're going to pick another spot and set up camp again?
Yep. So if it's a private property area, then the property owner will deal with that. When they end up on city property, we really look for the bigger camps because we have patterns, we have years of data, and we know it to be fact that as the camps grow larger, the violence comes right behind it. And we've had so much violence last year and the year before that we're really looking to break up the bigger camps. And then sometimes people will just kind of fade away and go into discrete locations and live for as long as they can before they're ultimately discovered or we start receiving police calls on them.
Cop talk with Bangor Police Sergeant Wade Betters on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Is anyone keeping numbers? Maybe they got it. Maybe Boyd Kronholm has it down at the Bangor area homeless shelter. But I'm wondering, I'm going to use the term encampments.
Yeah.
Are the encampments growing in size? Are they smaller in size? Are they about the same as we go year over year of trying to get them to where they could get the services a better place?
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure what the numbers are, but from my perspective, they've definitely gotten bigger in the past couple of years. We seem to have more people coming to Bangor from outside of Bangor, not only from surrounding towns, but I'm talking northern Maine, southern Maine, and a lot of people from out of state. So the shelters are, they do a good job. It's just they only have so much space. And through the spring, summer, and fall, a lot of people will come to this direction and pitch a tent.
Well, we all know that hopefully we're going into better weather.
Yeah.
But we've just come through a tough winter.
Yeah.
Yet they were out there in the winter. How did they survive?
Correct. Yeah, there's a lot of three or four people they're what I would call some of our more hardcore unsheltered. And they, although have the option to go to the shelter, choose or prefer to live outside. And they made it right through the coldest days of the winter. You know, we'd been down there, the police department, other groups, the shelter workers, outreach type individuals had provided equipment, gear, blankets, and things like that. But they made it through with a lot of blankets and little Coleman fuel cans to make heat.
I don't know if there's an answer to this question, but what can we do as Joe Q and Jane Q citizens to help them, or maybe to help the services we have in our city? And this is going to Lewiston, Auburn. This is going to Bath, Brunswick. This is going on everywhere. What can we do to help?
So some of the major, the bigger cities in Maine, right? Portland, Lewiston, Bangor are often our service community centers. There are, so we have the hospitals, we have counseling agencies, we have outreach type help. So a lot of these folks are in need of that because there's a lot of barriers with mental health, addiction, things like that. So a lot of these folks end up at Portland, Lewiston, and Bangor. But if you have the ability to get involved, simply supplying a sleeping bag or toiletries, or those are helpful, but they're not long-term solutions. Those are things that ultimately get discarded, left behind, and then the city or the town ends up having to clean it all up. But what we really need help with is a shelter first, you know, find housing first model. So we want people to be able to get into housing. A good thing people could do would be to get involved with a local group that reaches out to these folks and literally pursues them in their spots around the city, get familiar with them, adopt a person or two to watch over, provide rides, help to get the services that they need. Be proactive, like literally get out and go engage these folks and pursue them and help them.
Can only imagine what the medical issues are. There must be some serious medical issues here.
One gentleman I spoke with this morning, I just actually woke him up, and he said he didn't feel good, and he has some medical issues, and I chatted with him about whether he'd like to go to the hospital, would he like anything, and he absolutely does not. He does not want it. So, you know, it is what it is at some point. It's sad, but he also is a gentleman that's repeatedly said no thank you to many, many, many offers for help.
You know some of these on a first name basis, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm not the only officer who does. I mean, cops all around the state and in our department, we know these folks quite well. We've actually worked quite hard to build a rapport as a police department, so when we have these tougher days, we can do them as smoothly as possible.
How young was the young ballpark? Mm-hmm. How young was the youngest person? I don't today, to tell, but.
today, late 20s.
Okay.
Yep.
I got to wonder if there are any kids in this situation and oh my word.
Yeah. So, on a side note, there have been kids, that have visited and stayed in some of these campsites overnight. It's very sad and we certainly don't want to ever see that. And it has happened in some pretty deplorable conditions. So,
it's Cop Talk on GHRT, and our guest is Bangor Police Sergeant Wade Betters, whom we appreciate joining us this morning. It's going to be a busy day tomorrow and Saturday, not only in the Queen City, but around the state, Drug Takeback Day.
Yeah, absolutely. So tomorrow and Saturday, as you said, I think it's Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to work with the Penobscot County Sheriff's Department and hold a drug takeback event.
And when we talk about drug take back, we're principally saying medications you no longer use, that type of thing.
Yeah. Any unwanted, unused, or needed meds, things like that, you can bring them in. We're going to be set up in the parking lot, Union Street side of the airport mall. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's free. It's really no questions asked. You just pull up and there'll be a few policemen there and you can drop off your pills or hand it off and we'll stuff it in the box. And I believe this year they're going to have a shredding truck on both days, which is also a pretty big need, and it's a good thing to take advantage of.
So if you've got some files that need shredding, they'll do it for free. Just bring it by again, 10 to 2 on Saturday, 7 to 5 on Friday. This drug take back and shredding event is, again, at Airport Mall, Bangor. You'll see them clearly set up. And you can probably reach out to local law enforcement in the town or city in which you live to see where your drop-off opportunity might be. Can we go back and stress the no questions asked?
Yeah, absolutely. We're not going to, you know, we don't ask for ID. I mean, you don't have to say anything. You literally can pull up and get out of your car and stuff the box full of all kinds of meds and just go back in your car and say, see you later. The idea here is to get as many unneeded or unused medications as possible off the street, take them out of your home where they could be the subject of a burglar's interest, but also we want to keep them from going into the water supply and properly dispose of them.
Yeah, I read a survey that said 6 million Americans misused controlled prescription drugs.
Yeah.
A majority of the drugs were obtained from family and friends and from the home medicine cabinet. So it isn't the person that has the unused medication. It's somebody else that wants those unused medications.
Correct, yeah. And aside from the whole ball game of some folks do use the medication, and basically it's a fact, it is a form of currency for a lot of people if you have certain prescriptions. It really is, and people will sell medications all day long. But there are a lot of cases where people do come to gain access to these pills by a medicine cabinet or somebody else, you know, take a pill or two here or there that doesn't get noticed.
Statistics from DEA New England. Last take back day was in last October.
Yep.
Of the New England states, which state turned in the most unused drugs? What do you think? Of the New England states, last October, take back day.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, this is the 16th, so the novelty is over. Which state do you think turned in the most drugs?
Well, I heard that Maine is very successful, so I'm going to guess Maine.
You're going to go with Maine? What about you?
I do not know the answer to this, but I'm going to guess Maine.
Maine was number one
with
27,156 pounds.
Isn't that something?
You know, you can guess who's second.
Well, I'm assuming Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is second with 26,255, followed by then New Hampshire, then Connecticut, then Rhode Island, then Vermont. But the fact that Maine, with its population dwindling as it is turning in consistently year after year more unused prescription drugs than Massachusetts?
Oh boy!
Well, they're more successful in selling them there.
You know what? As laugh, there we go. There's the answer. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's why it's happening.
Street. Well, you know, we understand why this is a good thing, but we also understand why somebody says, "Well, I'll just flush them down the toilet," and that's not a great idea to get rid of them that way. They get into the system, they get into soil, they get into...
Turtles?
They get into everything. So the safe disposal of medicine is the right way to go. Even if you just got to... You know, I think probably every one of us, I haven't looked at my house today, but, you know, we all get prescriptions. Yep. Maybe they don't give you as many as they used to, but but maybe you've got...
Old ones, too.
You look at the list, oh, my God, that was 3 years ago.
Right. Yeah. And where years and years and years ago, you might have thought, hey, just flush those down the toilet or throw them in the regular trash. And now this is providing an alternative to that. And I think a lot of people are aware of it, and they'll actually save up their meds, you know, in anticipation of this day.
And as George and I learned at the Sheriff's Conference event last Thursday, 1 week ago, that they gather these up and they burn them.
Yeah.
And then they did a study of the air quality after, and the air quality was actually, remember the guy telling us this? The air quality was better in the city after they had burned all of these drugs than it was before. The drug take back event for Bangor specifically tomorrow, Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bring them in, drop them off, no questions asked. Also shredding at that event, and look to your local community. Maybe go to the law enforcement local website to find out about drug take back day events going on in your community this weekend. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.